Here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Trade Talk, I am at the National Biodiesel Board's booth, and with me I have a couple of guests. One is Greg Anderson, who's past chairman of the United Soybean Board and a grower from Nebraska. The other is Don Allen, who is president of E.T. Lawson, a heating oil distributor. And we're going to talk a little bit about bioheat. And Greg, I want you to first talk to me. I understand you're kind of a pioneer in this field. Tell me how, you know, what vision you had for bioheat.
Well, as you look back the last, 20 years or more, the soybean checkoff has really been essentially the foundation of establishing the biodiesel industry in the United States. It was a group of farmers that looked at our product, soybean oil. We had a lot of it, a plethora of soybean oil left over year after year. What do we do with all this? It was kind of depressing our market price because we had so much. We could market the protein side of it, the meal, but we had excess soybean oil. And we looked at using it in industrial purposes. And biodiesel, diesel engine, was invented to run on vegetable oil primarily over 100 years ago. We kind of come back full circle now and using biodiesel successfully in so many diesel engines throughout the country. Then we got to looking at the concept of, well, now heating oil is a petroleum product, and how about including biodiesel into heating oil applications? Certainly it would bring the same benefits environmentally that biodiesel brings to when we're using it in those applications. It's a renewable product, sustainable, it's green, it's cleaner burning. And so we started looking at the concept of including that into heating oil. Here we are today. Bioheat is established. It's being used successfully in the Northeast, primarily in thousands of homes. We're really happy about it from the agricultural part because it's a new market for us, for our soybean oil.
Now, usually with biodiesel, we're, a blend here with regular diesel, like 5, maybe 10% at the most. We do have B100 in some places, but generally speaking, you're talking a 5, maybe 10% blend. What is there a blend in them with the heating oil?
Currently, primarily, most of the applications we're using a 2% blend, and that qualifies for bioheat. But the aggressive agenda of this whole industry is that in years to come, we're going to increase those levels. We have to sometimes crawl before we can walk and walk before we can run, but we're going to run with eventually looking 50 years out, long term, 100% bio, and replacing petroleum oil. What a tremendous story.
How big of a market is this potentially?
It's huge. It's huge. Right now we're looking at about 7 billion gallons of heating oil just in the Northeast. And the Northeast is not the only user of heating oil. We use it in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Nebraska, goes far west, Montana, any cold climate. Lots of heating oil applications to use bioheat. So potentially this is huge. New York City alone, 1 billion gallon market. And we have a mandate from Mayor Bloomberg just signed in August that starting in 2012, that will be a 2% market for us.
2% of a billion gallons, that's pretty good.
20 million gallons of biodiesel that wasn't there previously.
Wow, that's great. Now let's talk about the production side of this. Let's talk about it from a distributor standpoint. Don Allen, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and your company?
We're a 93-year-old company, fifth generation, and 5 years ago when I heard the NBB story about bioheat, we came back to our company and made it a bioheat company. So this is our fourth year. We sell a 2% mixture to over 7,000 homes and couldn't be happier.
And where are you based?
Virginia Beach, Virginia, on the coast.
And so how wide is your market then?
Eastern Virginia, Williamsburg to Virginia Beach.
And how has this been accepted in the market?
Overwhelmingly with success, to the point where I have come out here to work with NBB on behalf of the industry to solicit their support for the bill that we want to introduce in Congress next year to mandate the 2 to 5% mixture for the states from Virginia to Maine. With those mandates, we'll create the demand. The farmer in the Midwest can make the supply. We'll put the logistics together, and oil heat will have a future as bioheat. Without it, we won't.
Well, it seems like there's no downside to this. Everybody benefits. It's a win-win.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, we're going to introduce a bill for that. What, do you expect to have any great deal of opposition to this? It seems like a no-brainer.
Well, I'm not a politician, and so I can't apply the no-brainer or brainer situation to Washington. But from the logic of home heating and bio heating and the American farmer, and we're small independent businessmen. We're the guys that bring you your diesel, your gasoline to your farm. That's what we do back east. It makes total sense, but there are obstacles to overcome politically, and we hope with the congressional support we get from the American farmer, in addition to the support that we'll engender back east, we'll get it done.
What about your colleagues in the business? What do they think about bioheat?
Well, here's the deal. The deal is we're under regional mandates to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So there are two solutions that the mandators have suggested to us. We'll either eliminate you or you fix your problem. So the industry sees this as a fix. They're unanimous in their support of this, and that's why we're going to work so hard for a future. It's in our own economic interest, not to mention all the good things for America.
Well, it's exciting, and it's an exciting something we haven't talked about much, a new use for biodiesel and for soybeans, ultimately. Thank you very much. Here at NAFB Trade Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.